time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Let's get into it. Amazon. There's a delivery driver in Oregon. He was arrested after he stole packages from a home that he actually delivered them to. So he took them up, put them on the porch, and it's like, wait a minute, I'm going to steal these. He took them, and guess what? The packages actually had a GPS device inside of them. When the cops searched his vehicle, they found the bait package in 18 other boxes that never made it to their destinations.
Aww.
The driver's been charged with retail theft. The police personally delivered the stolen packages to the victims. So that's something that's just like, how dumb do you have to be? But also, it's scary if that's the person.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That is so unsettling.
A guy in L.A. tried to take advantage of the Burger King deal. Have you heard about that where you can get a Whopper for like 1 cent? You just got to go to McDonald's and do that for a penny. Well, here's what happened. Somehow that got messed up and he was charged $1,091.
Ooh, that is like $1,000 more than I want to pay.
Yeah, there's now an overdraft fee on his bank account, and he's working with Burger King to try to figure things out.
Yikes.
That ain't good. A woman in Ireland who married a 300-year-old ghost pirate. Do you remember talking about that?
Oh, I love it. Love is not dead. Wait.
It is.
Oh, no!
They have split, Alex. Yes, they have no longer continued on with their relationship. The woman, who is a Jack Sparrow impersonator, announced the split on social media, writing, "So I feel it's time to let everyone know that my marriage is over. I will explain it all in due course, but for now, all I wanted to say is that be very careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with." The woman married the ghost of a Haitian pirate in international waters in a boat that sailed from Ireland so the marriage would be legal.
And how long was she married for?
I think probably less than Kim Kardashian was married to the one basketball player.
Okay.
So not that long. And finally, you know what had to be done? There's now an updated version of Baby It's Cold Outside. The YouTube stars, I believe the Holderness family, recorded an updated version of the now controversial Christmas song Baby It's Cold Outside, where the man isn't pushy at all with the woman. He's very understanding. Here's a little bit of it.
I really can't stay.
Okay, you're free to go.
I've got to go away.
Understood, no means no.
This evening has been
super appropriate.
So very nice.
But I do understand consent.
My mom will start to worry.
Definitely text her right
and
now.
Father will be pacing the floor.
Here's the code and there is the
so
door.
Really, I'd better scurry.
I am gonna stand over
well,
here.
Maybe just a half a drink
you
more.
You are in control. This
the neighbors
thing.
Might think.
Maybe we'll start playing that on radio stations, huh?
Do you remember their Christmas Jammy song that they did a couple years ago? Every year they come out with a different Christmas song. That was my favorite.
They're cute. They got their kids involved and they rap and they sing.
They're fun.
You can see that. I'm going to put that video up at joeandalexshow.com on Joe's Need to Know News. Hey, look who it is in the flesh.
It's
Liv the Web Girl.
The late girl.
Hi.
Hey, what up, lady late?
Thank you for the Starbucks.
You're welcome for the Starbucks.
Where's mine at?
It's right here, and it's in there.
Is there coffee?
There is coffee. Okay. I got you coffee.
Thank you. Ooh, thank you.
And my phone wasn't dead. It's been doing this thing where it says it has no service.
So
I got to get that checked out. But I had about 1 million texts from my family. They thought I was in a ditch somewhere.
Oh, because they listened to the show?
They listened to the show, and they thought I was in a ditch somewhere. But I'm alive.
You can thank Alex for that. Like, the whole time she's like, say Liv's missing.
Zodiac.
I'm like, no, we're not doing Murder Liv today. We are not doing that. Okay.
Well, Joe is in a better mood now that you brought him food, which was my idea for you to do. But trust me, he was ready to fire you.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
I have a punishment that you could do. Okay. Could you make me a cup of coffee?
Oh,
absolutely.
Brother.
Pork
you know
chop.
What? Pork chop is so lame.
I know. He texted me and was like, I know money's tight.
Oh,
so like,
my
I don't God. Want
You're not supposed
you
to tell him.
Faker.
What do you mean I'm a faker?
Who's
I told you
on?
Straight up that
she's
I never, we're in the same financial
she's
situation.
She's never going to learn. She's never going to learn.
Yeah, you baby
nice.
Her too much.
Well, maybe
honestly.
One day when I'm all rich and stuff, then.
Okay, listen, pork chop, it's not Tickle Joe's bone.
Hey, if she is as poor as she says and you say you guys are, then I guess then she will make it more of a point to not be late.
Yeah, she won't be able to afford to
yeah,
be able to
she
be late anymore.
Able to afford it.